Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Remain faithful unto death, and I give you the crown of life. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone. They will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am here,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but we will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. From history, we know that when the Romans occupied Jerusalem, they really destroyed the temple, really not even one stone upon another. But still, this is not the end of the world. But Jesus reminding us, always prepare together with Jesus. We can be witness now today, country against country, nations, people against people. All these things are happening, but still Jesus is telling us, not the time yet. For the time being, we are invited to prepare ourselves to live the Spirit of Christ. Even though there's war outside, we should keep peace in our heart, peace in our family, peace with the people we are meeting with every day. Jesus is accompanying us. Jesus is telling us not to be worried. It's important is to live well every day, every present moment. That's all. Just to be simple. Let's give thanks to our Lord that we are invited to follow Him. For the book of Revelation, this is beautiful. It says, "Remain faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." So we have to be faithful until death. So don't tell ourselves, "This is the maximum I can do." No, until death, we have to follow Jesus. What is the way? It's hard way. It's a cross. Come, Jesus said, "Come and follow me. Carry your cross every day." This is a cross. So tell Jesus, we want to follow Him. Just tell Him, "Jesus, we trust in you."